Our reading for today is Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me." But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each one cried out to his God. And they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, "What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give a thought to us that we may not perish." And they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, "Tell us, on whose account this evil has come upon us? What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and of what people are you?" And Jonah said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "What is this that you have done?" For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What shall we do to you, that the sea may quiet down for us?" For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. He said to them, "Pick me up and hurl me into the sea. Then the sea will quiet down for you, for I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get back to dry land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. Therefore they cried out to the Lord, "O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our reading is the beginning of a beautiful account of God's action in the life of the prophet Jonah and the people of Nineveh and many others. Jonah was a prophet who had served God faithfully, but disobeyed and tried to flee when Jonah feels God has asked too much of him.
Nineveh? Those people? God, I was fine when you had me working with disobedient Israelite kings. I mean, at least they were my countrymen. I was fine when I could see that the results of my hard work would benefit my fellow Israelites. But Assyrians? Our mortal enemies? These people who wait to devour us and to turn us to ruins? Jonah is caught. Jonah shows signs of both faith and unbelief and disobedience and petulance in this passage and throughout the whole book in his interactions with Yahweh, the Ninevites, and others. And one of the many delightful caveats of Jonah's life told to us in Holy Scripture is that Jonah shows he knows God very well. For Jonah knew he was running from the one God, the Lord, the God of heaven, the one who had made sea and dry land. Jonah would later reveal he tried to run away from God for the very reason that he knew God is gracious. And by his unflinching love, he would call the Ninevites to repentance and grant them mercy and forgiveness. The audacity. Jonah said he would rather die than to see God's grace put into action. Jonah would not let God be God. Jonah wanted to pilot his own ship and run to Tarshish, the end of the world, so that he might flee the presence of God. For Jonah had witnessed God over and over grant forgiveness and grace to rebellious people. Jonah himself had opportunities to enjoy God's forgiveness and grace in his own life and in the lives of people. And now he is confronted with God's grace for all, even Assyrian Gentiles. He is confronted with the fact that there is no difference between Jonah, the Israelites, the sailors, or the Ninevites in needing deliverance from sin and receiving it from God in his grace. Jonah is simultaneously a sinner and saint who wrestles with God about God's own application of forgiveness. As Luther would write about Jonah, the old Adam reared his ugly head. But this is not a problem for just the ancients. As I would read through the four chapters of Jonah, I would have a pit in my own stomach. Not only because I don't do real well on open sea, as I would read chapter one, but knowing that there was a message for me in the life of Jonah as well. Reading Jonah brings to account my own self-righteousness, my sins of commission and omission that make my community of believers a place that I want to be exclusive rather than to be open to others. We look at people and think they don't deserve grace because of what they have done, or maybe part of their upbringing, or part of their history. Our sinful thoughts lead to sinful actions or inactivity. We find our reasons to race, culture, knowledge of Scripture, the right clothes, and I could go on and on. These sins where I flee from a right understanding of God's grace in my heart, and where my heart needs to be broken to look at others as sinners like me, and my opportunity I have to openly share the good news of Jesus and show love and compassion to my neighbor. For Jonah was disobedient, as with the Israelites before and after him, and as with the Ninevites and with us. But God never forsakes him, and he continually sends his word and calls him to repentance and faith in the true, skillful pilot. He could not outrun or outsmart the one true God, the one who made sea on which he would flee. God pursues Jonah, the sinner whom he deeply loves, and calls to proclaim grace to others. God uses Jonah's disobedience to convert the sailors in the storm. God uses Jonah's preaching, despite his poor attitude, to convert the Ninevites. In Jonah, we contrast man's sinful desire with the grace of God. God would have his way, and the gospel of God's forgiving grace would override all of Jonah's objections. It pleased God to call Jonah to go beyond his normal borders and cultural norms, just as he did to and other forefathers of the faith, like Abram and Jacob and Elijah. For God molds those whom he loves and has called by faith through his enduring word. For God would never let Jonah go. Whether on the ship, in the belly of a fish, on a beach, or in the city of Nineveh, God never lets go. And Jesus, our Savior, our pilot, never lets go of us. Jesus left the safety of heaven to take on flesh, to walk this earth, and to be friends of sinners, to show compassion to outcasts, to calm storms, and to heal the ill, and to die a criminal's death, that we might be reconciled to God. He would be in the belly of the grave for 3 days and rise again, that we might know new and eternal life. For something greater than Jonah has come for us, and he promises that his word will endure forever, and that he is always with us, and that he desires for all to believe and be saved. God's word teaches us, in Jonah and other places, that just as the one true God welcomes all sinners who repent and turn to him in faith, we too welcome all repentant sinners and those who believe in Jesus and reach across normal borders and cultural norms to share the gospel as the church and as individuals. For Jesus transforms us sinners. In his gift of faith, he persistently transforms our sinful hearts and our mouths to follow his piloting into the world and to say to others, come meet the Lord, the God of heaven, the one who made sea and dry land, and the one who rescues you from all sin and every evil. May God grant it in the name of Jesus. Amen.